This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Wow, the pieces of the puzzle are really coming together now. It's clear that the radical left is trying to steal the midterm elections so they can impeach Trump and then take away our Second Amendment rights and obliterate our First Amendment rights. That's what's going on. I'll explain it all right here. Thank you for joining me. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, editor of naturalnews.com. I'm also launching a new free speech video site called real.video. So check that out, real.video. It's launching soon. You can request an invite there. So here's what's going on. It's become clear to me, just connecting the dots. The left can't win an election when conservatives have a voice, because conservatives win every debate if it's an honest debate, because Democrats don't have facts on their side. They don't have logic or reason. They have abandoned logic and reason. They live in a delusional bubble of make-believe, you know, the Russian collusion hoax narrative, the guns are evil narrative, you know, instead of the fact that guns actually save lives, that, you know, children are somehow unsafe if we guard them in the schools with armed guards. I mean, it's just a make-believe land of delusion. And so they have to censor conservatives. But now the tech giants, I believe, are actively conspiring to censor conservatives in order to make sure that Democrats win the 2018 midterms and achieve a majority in the House of Representatives. Because remember, it's the House that first issues articles of impeachment, right? And then it's the Senate that conducts the impeachment trial. Now, they don't actually have to win an impeachment trial in the Senate, which is almost impossible for them to do. But if they simply issue orders of impeachment in the House, then the mainstream media can run around saying that President Trump has been impeached. And they would use that then to try to defeat him in the 2020 election. Now, remember that Bill Clinton was impeached in the same way in the House. So this isn't unprecedented by any means, but such an event would be weaponized in a way that we've never seen before by the left-wing media. So winning the midterm elections and achieving this majority in the House of Representatives is absolutely key for the left to discredit Trump and try to win the election in 2020. After which, of course, they would abolish the Second Amendment, they would obliterate the First Amendment, they would continue to abuse the Fourth Amendment, they would weaponize government against all conservatives and all liberty-loving individuals, and your country would be lost. And that's their goal. They hate America. They hate liberty. They hate the Constitution. They hate the Second Amendment. They hate conservatives. They hate Trump, of course. They are dangerous and delusional, and they're willing to do anything to overthrow this republic. And so this is why the tech giants are actively censoring conservative voices. Now, today I'm calling for the arrest of the executives of YouTube, Google, Facebook, and Twitter for their selective censorship, which is really a violation of civil rights, violation of civil rights of American citizens. It's also criminal fraud against the United States of America. It is interference with an election. It is an attempt by the tech giants to steal the election and thus commit fraud by monkeying with election results, which is exactly what Robert Mueller accused, I believe it was 13 Russians, of doing recently, saying that these 13 Russians were part of a conspiracy that posted messages on social media, some of which were anti-Hillary and some of which were anti-Trump. And that same group, by the way, hosted anti-Trump rallies after he won the election and so on. But Mueller indicted these Russians, which is kind of a joke since they're in Russia. The indictment is just theater. But Robert Mueller, the special counsel, indicted them for defrauding the United States of America by interfering with elections, according to him. Well, if that's the burden of proof, then it's very clear that Google and YouTube, Facebook, Twitter are also interfering with elections by selectively censoring their political opponents, which are conservatives. They are defrauding the United States of America. They are committing fraud and violating civil rights and violating the First Amendment rights of American citizens. Now, for the record, the First Amendment specifically speaks about prohibiting government from interfering with freedom of expression and freedom of religion of individuals. The First Amendment, though, does not really even talk about corporations, whether they can prohibit free speech. But I'm saying that in the spirit of free speech, that these corporations are violating the First Amendment rights of individuals in a selective, politically biased, and highly dishonest manner, let's say. They want to silence conservative voices because they want Democrats to win the midterm elections. And thus, the left-wing tech giants are actively interfering with our democracy. And that's why they should be arrested. The Department of Justice should go in there, I believe, and arrest those corporate executives who are responsible for this. And by the way, remember it was Eric Schmidt of Google who was one of the key people who contributed a tremendous amount of money to the Hillary Clinton campaign and then was key in launching the whole fake news narrative that eventually backfired against the radical left. But I don't know if you remember this, but in late 2016, this fake news narrative was launched to say that all independent journalism is fake news, and real news only comes from CNN and New York Times and, you know, MSNBC, Washington Post, and so on. Well, this whole fake news narrative was the brainchild of Eric Schmidt and Hillary Clinton and her people. It was all a con from the beginning, and they had a list ready to go. And that list was put together by a bunch of operatives called PropNot. And that list, by the way, which was a list of so-called fake news websites, included my website, naturalnews.com. In fact, I had two websites on that list. I had newstarget.com as well. We were like double winners on that one. We were in there twice. And no doubt today, they would add more of my websites to their list if they could. But that group was, of course, completely contrived. It was engineered. And we know that a lot of it has ties to George Soros, but as well as Eric Schmidt and Google, because Google is evil. That's what we all know now. You know, if I said that 2 years ago, a lot of people would say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, you're exaggerating. Today, I say Google is evil, and like half the country's like, oh, yeah, they are. You bet they are. We know now, because everybody's waking up. People are being banned, left and right, conservative people, for doing nothing against the terms of use or the community guidelines. All they're doing is saying, talking in favor of Trump or talking in favor of border security or saying that, hey, guess what? There's a teacher in Parkland who's on video on Good Morning America saying that the shooter was not Nicholas Cruz. She described a shooter that was a police officer. She was on Good Morning America, okay? But if you say that, then you get banned. You get immediately banned, even though it was on Good Morning America. So these tech giants are dangerous. They are mucking around with our republic. They are trying to overthrow democracy by silencing the voices of their political opponents. It's that simple. And it is very dangerous. This is the kind of thing that happens in, let's say, the former Soviet Union. This is what happens in a totalitarian police state. And it's happening in America. And it's being done on purpose. It's being done by these tech giants because they are desperate. They're pulling out all the stops to try to steal the election, win the midterms, impeach Trump, and then defeat him in 2020, after which they will take away all our rights to silence every voice in America that does not conform to the obedient demands of the totalitarian left. They will take away your guns. They will silence you, take away your right to speak. You will have no rights remaining unless you speak in a way that is 100% aligned with the demands of the totalitarian left. Well, then you'll have your so-called free speech. Yeah, it's only free as long as you agree with them. But the minute you disagree, the minute you question their false narratives, like, oh, how can there be an unlimited number of genders? You know, or anything, just any question that challenges their system, you know, like who killed Seth Rich, right? Any of these questions, you will be censored. You will be censored and you will be denied your civil rights, your constitutional rights, and they will destroy you because that's what the left does. The left is a totalitarian cult. And by the way, I run a website called leftcult.com. that documents the insanity of these left-wingers. It's a good website. You should check it out, leftcult.com. It's a little bit entertaining. You see stories there about how left-wing people are attacking white women for doing yoga, calling it cultural appropriation because they're not Indian enough, you know, to do yoga. Really? You can't do yoga without being a racist now? Oh, I see. That's the kind of stuff that you'll find at leftcult.com. It's very entertaining. But it's all true. You see, that's the shocking part. In any case, I want you to join my effort to defend this republic. We must defeat the left. We must defeat them in the culture wars. We have to defeat them at the ballot box. I am encouraging you to vote against Democrats at every opportunity. If it's a D beside their name, vote them down. Vote against them. I don't care if you vote for a Republican or for a Libertarian or for an Independent or for your neighbor's dog. Just write in your neighbor's dog. It would be better than a Democrat. Democrats are dangerous. They're totalitarians. They commit fraud at every election. And they do not want you to have any liberties or rights remaining whatsoever. They want to have absolute control over your life and even your body. And they want the government to have absolute power to dictate to you what you can do, what you could say, what you can eat and drink or even think. That's what the left stands for today. And that's why we have to defeat them. The second thing is, watch for the launch of my website, real.video. Real.video. And join the site. Get an account there. Upload your videos. Share the videos. Help us succeed. We're going to be working so hard to protect your free speech rights. If you are a pro-liberty individual, if you love America or your country, you could be Canadian and love Canada. You could be Hungarian and love Hungary because you're being assaulted. Of course, you're being overrun by refugees as well. Wherever you're from, if you love your country, we invite you to join my new video website. Request a sign up, create an account there when it's ready. Join it. I mean, it's free, you know, just upload your videos. It's just kind of like YouTube, but honest, you know, it's not a totalitarian left-wing regime. And of course, visit my website, naturalnews.com. Support our online store, healthrangerstore.com. And fight for liberty at every opportunity, folks. We're in this together. The only way we win is if we stand up and refuse to roll over. So join me in doing that. I stand for your liberties as well as mine, and I refuse to roll over to these radical left-wing tyrants, these evil MFs who want to take away your divine right to self-defense. These people have to be stopped. They have to be defeated. So vote against them at every opportunity. And I thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Be safe. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.